Penguin Random House Audio presents Arcadia by Ian Pears, read for you by John Lee and Jane Entwistle. Chapter 1. Imagine a landscape, bathed in sunshine, sweet-smelling from the gentle shower that fell overnight, then stopped as dawn broke. A dense grove of holm oak stands at the foot of a hill, damp with the drops of soft-sounding water, which leave the ground moist but firm underfoot. In the distance, a sliver of water, bright and glittering, reflects the brightness of the sky. The wide river is of a blue so translucent that it is almost indistinguishable from the heavens above. Only the vegetation marks the division between the fields and the range of low-lying hills beyond. It is warm now, but will be hot later on. There is not a cloud to be seen. Down by the river, there are the harvesters with their pitchforks, fanning out across the fields, some already at work. A young boy looks down on them. They are far away, and he sees that they are talking quietly and seriously, eager to get on with a day's work. Over his shoulder is an empty leather bag. He is going for the water which the men will soon need when the sun rises higher. The stream is cool from the hills beyond, which mark the end of their world. He does not know what lies outside it. His entire universe is here, the few villages with their rivalries, the seasonal round of crops, animals, and festivities. He is about to leave it forever. His name is Jay. He is 11 years old and is an entirely normal boy, apart from his tendency to bother people with questions. Why are you doing this? What is that for? What are these? His insatiable curiosity.